This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
Which I know, but I know the Korean version, and it played the English version, which I didn't even know existed. And I was like, why? Why? Like, it got the name of the group and the song name right, but the language wrong. It's just so weird. I don't know why it does that.
That is a very specific problem to have.
I know! Because sometimes I listen to groups that have music and other languages.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where each and every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. This is episode 180. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I'm joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired, but other than that, I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah, it's Monday, so you know.
Yeah, as Mondays go.
Yeah, how are you?
About the same. I had my first full week of acting supervisor last week, and needless to say, it went about as well as could be expected.
Yeah.
The amount of meetings I had to go to just last, like, I thought it was bad before when I got pulled into last minute meetings, but last week it was just like, oh, I know you have a meeting at 9, but can you do this other meeting at 9? So you have to push your original meeting at 9 to another time. It's like, oh, I know you have to do this other thing, but can you cut this meeting for me? Because I have to do something else because I got pulled into another meeting. I'm like, oh my God. Like, how am I supposed to? Like, if I was to just be the acting supervisor and that be my only responsibility, just supervisor duties, I think I would be okay. But to be acting supervisor and still have to do my other stuff as a trainer, that's like, all right, that's it's a bit much. I don't know how you expect me to do all of it, but.
Yeah, today I had to run to work early and stay later than I have been because one of my coworkers in the room next door wasn't there, so I was helping out. So luckily I knew last night. I still didn't go to bed until way later than I wanted to. And I had to get up and rush around this morning because I also had to shower. I couldn't skip a day because I didn't shower yesterday. So it's like, I got to shower, so I'm going to have to do that, which takes longer because I got to do that and then dry my hair. And then I also had to go to my neighbor's house because I've been watching her dogs for like the last week. And it's not the same neighbor that, because there's one that's close to me. She's on my block. This neighbor is not on my block. She's a little farther away. So I had to make sure I had enough time to walk over there to let them out. Then also get to work. And I misjudged how wet the grass was going to be so that I had wet socks all day.
Aww.
And it was really cold this morning too. Like, it's starting to get that cold so you could see my breath.
Yeah.
But that wasn't too bad because it warmed up a little bit throughout the day. And then it's like, all right, well, I didn't get much sleep last night. And I know we got the podcast today, so I'll just take a nap after work, even though I'm getting home later. And then my neighbor who lives closer was like, hey, can you let my dog out tonight? I was like, oh my God. So it's like, all right, I guess I'm not napping because I don't have enough time between like when I get home from work and then letting her dog out and then having the podcast to like nap. If I didn't have to let her dog out, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I guess I'm not napping today. And then I just had to go out my neighbor's dogs again. This time, though, I had my grandma take me because it's super dark over there. Because, like, my neighbor that's close, I'll walk over there because she's close. This one's not, she's close enough to walk to during the day, mm-hmm. but not in the dead of night. I don't feel comfortable walking over there by myself. Yeah. So I had my grandma run me before the podcast. Then my phone's been being really stupid because just within the past couple days, I don't know what happened. Like, I didn't do anything, but my phone is not staying charged and just keeps dying and restarting and getting really frustrating. Because I basically just had to keep my phone plugged in. Like, I can't unplug it or it dies. Like, my hallway light upstairs is burned out. So, like, doesn't really matter because I only go up there really to go to bed. Mm-hmm. So I just use my light on my my cell phone to, like, guide my way up the stairs or whatever. To put Toby in the bedroom so I could run over to my neighbor's house to let the dogs out. And my phone was plugged in and on 100%. The time it took me to turn on the flashlight, go upstairs, and make my way back down the stairs, it shut off. Wow. I was like, okay. And when it finally turned back on after, like, restarting, it was on 10%. It's like,
that's why? Crazy.
Yeah, so that's been annoying. I do have that Samsung that I've wanted to get it, you know, set up so I can use that as my phone. Mm-hmm. And now I'm really like, all right, now I really need to try again. Because I tried that one time and for some reason they couldn't get it set up with the service I have. It, even though, like, on their website it was like, yeah, we can do that phone. Right. And I went to a store and was like, hey, can you switch my service to this phone? And they tried for like an hour and it just didn't work. They're like, I don't know. So I was like, okay, well, I'll try again maybe in a little bit. I don't know. I just haven't gone back to do it because yeah. I haven't been too worried about it. I'm like, ah, whatever. My phone still works. So I'm not like, I don't have to get it set up right now. And now my phone's being the way it is. I feel like I do. I need to try again. So hopefully this time it'd work and I don't have to deal with this stupid, whatever this issue is. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just that the whole Apple life cycle issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it is, because I've had it for, what, I don't even know how many years, at least 2 mm-hmm. or 3? Maybe even longer than that. So yeah, that's, I'm thinking it's just like trying to kill itself. Right.
Apple has that ticking time bomb inside all their phones, so when they release a new one, they're like, all right, hit that button, and all the rest of the older ones starts act crazy.
I know. The only thing that sucks is that, like, I use Apple Music, so, like, all my music I have on here gonna suck. I don't know. I'll have to, like, Spotify or something, like, yeah. My friend uses. But then Spotify sometimes is stupid because it doesn't shuffle very well all the time. It's funny to laugh about because my friend will shuffle a playlist and then, like, it just chooses, like, an artist that it decides, I'm going to play this one a lot. Because it did it with Monsta X once, where every other song was a Monsta X song. And it's like, there's no way it, like, shuffled this correctly. It's like, oh, what's next? Is it Monsta X? And then it was. It's like, oh, yeah. Look at that.
Now, was this
I don't know why.
Was this a playlist that they created, or was it a playlist that somebody else had created?
No, it was a playlist that she created. It was just, and it was, like, they were in no particular order. Like, it was just whatever order she had, like, made it in. Mm-hmm. So there was no artist. I mean, there might have been, like, a couple here and there where it was, like, the same artist right next to each other. But it wasn't, like, you know. And it happens every, like, all the time, that kind of thing. Where it just chooses one artist that it's going to make where it's, like, every other song. And I don't know how or why it decides that, even if if you shuffle your playlist manually and hit the shuffle button, it just does it sometimes. I don't know. Spotify's weird. I don't get it. But gonna have to look into getting that or something to, I finally switched to my Samsung because
yeah.
I wanted Apple Music. you know, that's a problem for probably sometime soon, but not right this second.
I have the issue with Spotify where, say, for instance, if I'm listening to, because I have an Echo device in my bedroom. So if I'm listening to my music on Spotify, if I have a playlist going and I'm listening to it in my bedroom, and I'm like, oh, I need to go into the kitchen and cook or wash dishes or something. So I'll switch it from my Echo to playing on my phone. And what it should do, well, what it's supposed to do is it should seamlessly switch through devices. So wherever I am in my playlist on my Echo, it'll pick up on my phone and then keep playing, you know, in succession as the way it was originally shuffled. But what it'll do is, because I know that the playlist that I have, I don't have any songs that repeat. Because, you know, sometimes you'll accidentally add the same song multiple times, you know, because it's just something that you, a song that you like. But I know for sure that because what I listen, the playlist that I listen to most on Spotify are just my liked songs. Like, it creates a playlist out of all the songs that I've hit the little heart on Spotify. So it can't duplicate any of the songs because you can only like it once. And so I'll, for example, listen to a Lil Nas X song while I'm in my bedroom. And then I'm like, oh, I need to go wash dishes. So I'll switch it from my Echo to my phone, go into the kitchen, play the music on my phone. And like two songs later, that same Lil Nas X song will play again. I'm like, why? And it's like when when I switch it from the Echo to my phone, it just reshuffles the entire playlist all over again. I'm like, I don't need you to do that. I'm a good like halfway, two-thirds of the way through the playlist, and I just want to listen to the rest of the songs. And now you've shuffled it all over again, and now everything's all mixed up. So I'm listening to another song that I just listened to like three songs ago.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It's weird with stuff like that. That's one of the good things too about Apple Music is like, if you already have a song in a playlist, if you're like trying to add new songs to the playlist and you pick one that's already in there, it'll say, hey, that song's already in your playlist. Do you want to add it again? Yes or no? That's nice to make sure that you don't add it more than once. Yeah. It didn't used to do that, but it's like, oh, I've got two of this in there once. But for the most part, I haven't had a problem with Apple Music, at least not recently that I can think of. But Pandora, like I said, pretty much the only problem that, because I haven't used it, so just from what I know from when I'm with my friend is that it just doesn't shuffle correctly.
Yeah.
But, hey, you get, yeah, isn't it Spotify Wrapped that does the at the end of the year thing?
Yeah, that is one little nifty thing that it does, and it tells you all of the different music that you've listened to, and it completely shamed me last year because all I was doing was listening to Hamilton.
Yeah, I think people said it goes to the end of, like, October or something is what they, like, judge it by.
Mm.
So people are, because I saw somewhere on Tumblr, I think, people said, like, you got till whenever it was, like, the end of October to try and cram and fix your Spotify Wrapped.
I mean, because it kind of, if you're in the mindset of you want to like share your music taste with other people and you know, have a sort of a tendency to kind of care what other people think, then you look at it like, this is all, because I know for me especially, I was like, I listened to so much Hamilton in 2020 and it kind of drove me, all right, I need to listen, I need to venture out, I need to listen to more artists, I need to listen to more different types of music. And I can honestly say I feel like I have. I definitely haven't been listening, well, I normally listen to the same playlist, but every now and then I'll try to listen to new songs and look up new songs and listen to new playlists. So Spotify can curate, you know, my taste to not just be the same thing over and over again. Because I think for all of 2020, if I wasn't listening to Hamilton and I was letting Spotify suggest what songs it was going to play me, a good 8 times out of 10, it was songs from some musical. And it's not necessarily to say that, you know, songs from musicals are bad, but it, I feel like if you haven't seen the musical, then you don't necessarily have that same connection with the song. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen Rent. I know the song, what is it, Seasons of Love, that everyone knows from Rent. 525,600 minutes, that one.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that part, but the rest of the song, I have like literally no connection to because I've never seen the musical. So.
Yeah. See, that's the thing with Apple Music playlists, the ones that it gives you. Sometimes, because it, you know, it gives you those, whatever, the, like three different playlists throughout the week. Or like four. I only listen to three of them, I think. Because I forget when one is. One's like a chill mix, and I don't know. I just never do that one because I don't know. But there's like a get up mix, a favorites mix, and a new mix. And those are the ones that I'll listen to sometimes. And sometimes with the new one, like, I don't know, it feels like a lot of times it's just not stuff I'm into. Like, sometimes it really, like, nails it. It's like, wow, I downloaded so much from this. But most of the times it's like, eh, maybe I downloaded, like, one or two. and then, like, the get up and the favorites one, especially, like, the favorites one, it's like, a lot of times it's songs that, you know, I like and I've listened to a lot. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. But then, especially when it comes to the favorites one, it doesn't make sense because it'll put one in there that's like one, like I know the song, but I know it in a different language. Like if it's a Korean song, it'll give me the Japanese version. So then it's like weird because I don't know that version. So, you know, it just sounds like wrong. And same for if it's a, because there are some songs before in like my new playlist or whatever that's given me the Japanese version. So that's the one I heard first. So to me, that's the normal one. So then when I hear it in Korean, it's weird. Or like, you know, it gives me the song, but like in a different language. I'm like, why did you do that? Like, you know, I start being like, oh yeah, this song is the music goes. And then it starts and it's in whatever, like English or Korean or Japanese, but I'm not used to it being that way. It's like, what? I don't know. The other day it played like Ace's Cactus, which I know, but I know the Korean version, and it played the English version, which I didn't even know existed. And I was like, why? Why? Like, it got the name of the group and the song name right, but the language wrong. It's just so weird. I don't know why it does that.
That is a very specific problem to have.
I know! Because sometimes I listen to groups that have music in other languages. Like, one of the first ones I heard one time in my new mix was G-Idle's song. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But it was the English version. So that's what, like, I'm used to and is normal. But the original version was Korean. So, like, my friend has the Korean version. So, like, when she plays it in her car, I'm thrown off because I'm just not used to the Korean version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a problem I have sometimes. They did throw a random one in there one time for, or like just this past week that I remember for, like Get Up playlist. It's like a song I didn't actually know. So I was like, why did you it here? Usually puts ones that I know, so I don't know. That's the only thing is sometimes with those new playlists is Apple Music is just a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
But, you know, trying, I guess. Maybe their algorithm's not great. It's okay sometimes, but, you know, at least they do it sometimes. Speaking of something like that, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So, I know that easily we can get into lots of discussions and very heated about things, but are there any, like, particular things that if it's brought up you get really, like, heated or, like, intense about? Like, a big one for me, I'm sure I've talked about it before, is, like, the stigma against pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the pit bulls that I've known are all very sweet and like they just want to have attention and cuddle and, you know, which is actually what pit bulls used to be known for until people started using them as like fighting dogs. And like now, anytime anyone like says anything like, oh, this happened, blah, 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 because it's a pit bull, like if the pit bull did something bad, it's like, no, like right. I get so upset about it all the time. One of the shows that would just be on for background noise sometimes at my friend's house would be like Judge Judy. And like, sure, whatever, background noise. You know, you're not really listening. But sometimes, some of them, you do start listening to the case, whatever. And anytime, like, I very easily found out she is stigmat against pit bulls. Like, anytime someone has a pit bull, she's like, ugh, bad. Like, how dare you? And it's like, what? I don't know. I don't get it. They're just, I mean, like, I get it to a degree is because there's, like, people have turned it into being such a stigma, and like the pit bulls have been used for fighting. It's like one of those where if a dog hurts someone, the article will say pit bull if it was a pit bull and say dog if it wasn't a pit bull. Mm-hmm. They won't name the breed a lot of times if it wasn't a pit bull, but if it's a pit bull, they sure will say it. So right. it makes you think like, oh, pit bulls are bad. But that's, I mean, it all comes down to, just with any dog ever, or any animal, anything, it comes down to the training and the natural temperament and personality of the dog and the person who raised it and its life, you know, like, it depends on so many things. Like, it's really not breed specific. So I get very upset when people talk bad about pit bulls, especially if they've never, like, they've only ever like seen one or something and it was a bad one, or if they've never even like known one personally, which is most of the time.
Right.
And then another one that I get upset about a lot is, I've seen videos on TikTok, you know, of like dogs off leash. And a lot of times people defend the dogs that are off leash. Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously if you're in a dog park, it's like, well, yeah, like, they're allowed to be off-leash there. But a lot of times, it's like a general park where dogs are supposed to be leashed at all times. And then people don't have their dogs on leash because whatever, they think that's okay. And then their dog doesn't have, like, any recall. So even though the owner's like, hey, get back here, the dog doesn't care. Listen.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then they end up, like, they're freaking out the person or like their dog that they're walking or attacking them, or sometimes vice versa. Then it's the person whose dog is on leash that ends up attacking the dog that's off leash. And it's like, well, it's clearly the dog off leash who's at fault. But like people defend them. It's like they're allowed to have their dogs off leash there. It's like, no, most times they're not. Or like if they just like people who block paths, even if their dog is on a leash, and then you can't get around because they're blocking a path because they're, like, talking to someone or something, but maybe your dog isn't good with other dogs, and, you know, even though they're both off on leash, if you can't get around them, you just gotta turn around. Like, you know, what I do, because I know Toby doesn't like other dogs, is if I see someone else walking their dog, like, coming towards me, then I cross the street because I know my dog's not good with other dogs, so, you know, I avoid that. But some people just like don't care. It's just, I don't know, it's so stupid. Or like I've had dogs who are off leash who have come up to my dog, and I'm like, you know, if anything happens to this dog, it's the owner's fault. And I understand accidents happen sometimes, you know, sometimes your dog like gets out of the house or gets off his leash or, you know, something, it happens. But a lot of times it's just people who just like don't care. I've had it twice at a specific corner with two different dogs at two different houses where the owners just have their dog like off leash in their yard, and then the dog just wanders over to me and my dog, and I'm walking my dog on the opposite side of the street on a leash. This dog, not on a leash or anything, just comes up, and it's like, if my dog attacks your dog, or if I end up like kicking it trying to get it away from my dog, like, that's on you. And then they just cross the road, too. It's like, they're gonna get either hit or attacked by my dog or something. It's like, I'm, like, I try and put Toby behind me, and I try and, like, yell at it to get back or yell at the owners, but then people are like, why are people always so, like, they yell at the owners of the dog, like, get your dog, or my dog's not friendly, and it's like, because people don't listen!
Right.
And then they're gonna get upset if something happens to their dog, exactly. You know? But, yeah, I get, or, like, there's people who have said, like, hey, if your dog's not good with other dogs, it should not be out in public. It's like, no! That's because if you're gonna train them, obviously they have to be out in public, but also if they're on a leash, especially if they have, like, a muzzle or something, it's like, just don't go near strangers' dogs, right. Whether you have a dog or not. Just, like, Toby's not good with strangers or other dogs. I still take him on a walk. I just keep my distance from people and other dogs. If someone right. or
exactly.
a person or a dog came up to me, that's on them. If I say, like, hey, not friendly, don't come near him, like, I've had that happen before, and people are like, oh, okay, and then don't come near him. But, like, if you do anyway, or if you just run up without asking, whatever happens is on you, you know? Exactly,
yes. I feel like a lot of, and just to generalize, there's a lot of younger people today, they, you know, have an infatuation with pets, which is fine. Everyone loves animals. Animals are adorable. But they have this thing of, and it's, of course, it's internet-wide, where there's a trend of, if I see a dog, I pet the dog. You know, yeah. Or it's common decency to ask the owner if it's okay for you to pet the dog. That's should be rule number one. You shouldn't just go run up to a dog or any animal that you see out and about and just immediately try to pet them, because that goes against not only the wishes of the pet owner, but the wishes of the pet. There are some animals that aren't, you know, even if they're not aggressive, they may be timid around people that they don't know. And that may, you know, trigger a reaction in the pet. You run up to them and like, who is this puppy? The puppy, I want to pet the puppy. And they're like, I don't know you. Get away from me. You know? But I just feel like these younger people have this thing about them where they feel like, and especially when it comes to doing stuff for social media. I saw a TikTok recently where there was this young woman and her friend. The friend was filming her, and they went up to this food truck. I'm guessing it was in New York, because the young woman, the food truck was closed. The flap was down, everything. The flap was down, but it wasn't locked. And so in the TikTok, the woman opens up the flap. And she goes, hello, New York. And the guy, who I'm guessing is the owner of the food truck, he, like, lashed out at her. He, like, batted her hand away. He was like, no, you don't do that. Get away from my truck. And then he's, like, you know, cursing at her. And he's, like, you know, angry with her. And he closes the thing back. And she's like, ooh, he was scary. You know, and they're making a joke out of it. And
yeah.
So I'm reading the comments, of course. And there are people defending the woman. It was like, oh, why was he so upset? It was just a joke. You know, she was just, you know, trying to be funny. Maybe she was hoping that he would give her some free food because she was cute. And another one was like, oh, I wouldn't have been able to do that because I would have started crying if he would have yelled at me like that. And I was like, don't touch people's stuff.
Yeah.
This is a man's property. This is technically his business. You wouldn't go up to a restaurant that you can obviously see is closed and break the door open and go, hello, New York. It was like, no, at that point, you're trespassing. Like, leave people's stuff alone. But so I did a little bit more reading into it. And apparently the owner talked to some news website because he was saying that he was afraid that he was going to lose business, because normally you see something like that if some restaurant or some business or something gets put into a negative limelight on social media, people start running to Yelp, leaving a whole bunch of negative reviews from the business. And people, like we were talking about last episode, you know, you read reviews on a particular place, those reviews may skew the people who were potentially looking to go to that establishment. So if he's dealing with negative reviews, then people may not want to, you know, purchase food from his food truck. But he also said that he lost an employee because the employee felt that their safety was in jeopardy because anybody could just open up the, you know, open up the flap at any time. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, a potentially a good work that this employer is losing out on. But he also went in and to say in the article was that the two women came to the back of the truck because, you know, normally in the food trucks, they have the back door open, you know, to circulate mm-hmm. some air. If they need to go out, get something to bring it back into the truck, they have the back door open. And so he said that he was preparing food for a private event. The back door was open. The women came up to the back door and were asking about food. He said that he was going to be opening in 10 minutes and that he would take care of them once he opened. And so they then proceeded to go around to the side of the truck and then open up the side door. So I'm like, okay. So then you can kind of see, like, granted, if this is true, because of course yeah. there's always three sides to every story, as they say.
Yeah.
But, you know, granted, if this was true, then I can definitely see why he was upset, because he's like, I just told you that I'm preparing food. I'm going to be opening in just a few minutes if you could be patient. But then you want to go ahead and pull this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you just have common decency. Just have respect. You know, like you said, it's just if I am out and walking my dog and you come and run up to the dog like, oh my God, I want to pet it. He's so cute. And my dog turns and barks at you or snaps at you.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's on you because you just can't run up on a dog. Because if anything, a dog is going to be protective of its owner. And so mm-hmm. if you're running up on a dog, the dog may perceive that as you trying to run up and attack the owner. So they're going to be defensive.
Exactly. Yeah, people are just like just think things through.
Right. Like, just take a second to think.
Yeah, it happens all the time with anybody that is like walking their dog, and a lot of times, you know, they're the ones that start filming as soon as they see a dog off leash, because they're like, if something happens, like I need my proof
mm-hmm.
that it was your fault because your dog was off leash. Like, if your dog's off leash and it's in a place where that is allowed and your dog has good recall, fine. But like, even if it's a place where you're allowed to have your dog off leash, if it doesn't have good recall, like it doesn't listen to you and it goes up and bothers other dogs too much, it can still cause a problem. But at least you're in a place that you're allowed to be off leash, because a lot of places dogs are off leash when they are not supposed to be. Yeah. And a lot of times if you have a pit bull, then it's even worse, because it's like, well, I have a pit bull and your dog is off leash, so if something happens, my dog's gonna get blamed just because it's a pit bull.
Right.
Like, you know, and it, I don't know. It's just one of those things that it's just like, it depends on every like specific situation, but pretty much everyone I've seen, it's usually the person who's off leash when they're not supposed to be whose problem or whose fault it is, but people still side with them. Like, well, they're a lot, like when the person specifically is like, their dogs aren't supposed to be off leash here, and the person and people in the comments are like, well, they're allowed to have their dogs off leash there, what if they're allowed to have their dogs off leash there? And it's like, the person just said they're not.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, again, like you said, there's like three sides to every story where who knows? You know, like I've seen people that are like, don't buy from this business. These people are racist or something. And it's like, well, do you have any proof? But people are just like, okay, I'm going to go leave a bad comment, or I'm going to call their phone number and cuss them out. And it's like, well, is there any evidence?
Right.
And is this a thing that other people claim too? Or is it just this like one person? Like, before you go and start tearing down this person's business, like, yeah. You know, their livelihood and stuff. It's just, I don't know. People, if they just did research and thought things through, then you could find your answer. Or the best answer that you can find. But, nope. Of course not. Just I mean, what can you do? But yeah, do you have any things like that that you just get really upset over really quickly?
Well, I mean, just kind of speaking on that, one of those things is just like young people doing stupid stuff on the internet to jeopardize the well-being of other people. Like, young people doing stupid stuff on the internet is always going to be a thing. But let them do stupid stuff, like the milk crate challenge. That's them doing stupid stuff to themselves. I'm not going to get it. I'll wonder about it, but like, I don't understand the appeal of it. You see, because I mean, it was like the whole thing with the Tide Pods, the cinnamon challenge, you know, all this other stuff. It doesn't make sense, but you're doing it to yourself. Ultimately, you're not necessarily hurting anybody else. But like this whole, I forget what the name of the challenge was, but the students in schools.
Oh, the devious look.
Yeah, thing. That.
Yeah.
And they're just destroying school property. I saw an article where some student actually started hitting a teacher because it was the devious licks challenge. It was like, now you're going too far.
Yeah, like
now you it makes no sense.
Literally, themselves committing crimes.
Right. Exactly. And it's like they don't see the problem in that. And then there are all these people because they do it because they want to go viral on the internet. And then you have all these other idiots in the comment sections hyping them up and pumping them up saying, oh, that's so cool. Oh, I wish I could do something like that. Oh, I don't see why people are so upset. It's just a joke. Like, you're stealing urinals from a bathroom. How is that a joke? What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Are you going to bring it home? And, like, whose parents are looking at their children bringing a urinal home and were like, this is fine.
Yeah. That's one of those things that, yeah, I don't understand either. Like, you're literally committing a crime. You're stealing from what most of these places are public schools that already teachers pay so much of their own money through things. And, like, teachers were, like, talking about, like, all the things that they bought with their own money that students were stealing from their classrooms. And they're just like, I'm just going to take everything down, everything that I bought, and there's going to be nothing in this classroom.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're just going to steal it, why leave it up? Like, and so many schools are so underfunded. And like, I know for a fact kids complain about like not getting enough bathroom breaks, which a lot of times I agree with. But it's like now there's like one bathroom in the whole school that like only like one person at a time can use. And it's like heavily monitored because otherwise kids are destroying it.
Right.
And it's like now you get even less than you ever did before because of what you did. Like, are you like think things through?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, like you said, kids do stupid things, especially like doing stupid things on the internet. It's just it's always going to be a thing. Kids always did stupid things anyway.
It's right. Just kind it's just of, so we didn't have the means to record it when we were younger.
Exactly, but now, like, I don't know, it's just one of those, some of those things where it's like, just think things through before doing them.
but like that, and anytime I get into a discussion with someone from an older generation when it comes to the topic of gender identity, gender fluidity, it's like using a person's preferred pronouns, like that always gets me upset. I had a coworker who, and I think I told this story on a podcast before, we were a part of a conference downtown. We were at a hotel. And I remember we were walking out of the hotel because the hotel was connected to a mall in the city that's right by the river. They call it the Riverwalk. And so we were walking, leaving to go get lunch. And I remember we were walking through the hotel lobby and there was a pride flag hanging in the lobby. And my coworker, she was just like, ugh. I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, something happened. Something was going on in the lobby. You know, something, somebody did something to her, bumped into her or something. You know, I'm ready to be on the defensive. Like, what's going on? And she was like, I'm like, well, what's wrong? She's like, I just don't see why they have to just throw all of this gay stuff in our face. I'm like, and I didn't even notice the flag. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, they had a rainbow flag hanging in the lobby. I'm like, okay. She was like, they're just constantly throwing all this gay stuff in our face. I'm like, well, nobody's throwing it in your face. I'm like, if a business chooses to support homosexuality or gay pride, that has no bearing on you. It's like, it really, first of all, we're not staying in the hotel, so you're not giving them any of your business. We're here on a work function because we have to be. But if, again, if you choose to not do business at this hotel because they support, you know, gay pride, then that's your business. Just as it's their business as a private owned company to show mm-hmm. their support. So, like, nobody's throwing it in your face. I was like, to be honest, I didn't even see the flag. So it can't be that much in your face if I'm walking by and I didn't even notice it. So I was like, if you want to get that upset about it, I mean, just don't look at it. It's a flag hanging high up enough to where nobody who's walking through the lobby can even reach it. So unless you happen to be looking up at it, then you notice it. But I'm like, other than that, it's not like it's not like it tripped you. You know, it's not like the flag is touching you. Like, it's doing nothing to you but showing your support for something that is incredibly controversial, but it shouldn't be. And so I honestly think that after I was, because I didn't mean to, like, go off about it, but after I kind of gave my views on it, she and I never really talked much after that. So, but I mean, it's like, it's so idiotic at this point that there are still so many people that get so pressed about homosexuality. And I appreciate the representation that's, and this is always like a dilemma that I have internally with myself these days. It's like, I appreciate the representation that media is attempting in creating gay characters, lesbian characters, same-sex characters, gender-fluid characters, trans characters, and TV shows and movies and stories and all this other kind of stuff. But my whole thing when it comes to representation is that I just hope, because, you know, I can't speak for any marginalized community that I'm not a part of. But my hope is that when it comes to that representation, that it's genuine. Because as a Black person, we say, you know, we want representation, but then it's had this whole, like, slew of movies that were Black led as far as, you know, leading stars of the movie, but all of them were about slavery, they're about racism, they were about, you know, racial segregation, they were about racial struggles, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. And it was like, all right, well, the representation's there, sure. We have a lot more movies where we have more, I won't say a lot more, but we have more movies that have Black leading roles, but it's not the only thing that Black actors are good for. You know, we're not just characters to depict the struggles of our past. It's like, you can have Black leading characters in a romantic comedy, or, you know, a horror movie, or, you know, or an action movie, or anything. You know, we can, there's nothing that says that any person of color, any person of a marginalized community can't do in a leading role that a cisgendered white person could do. You know, there's no reason that any of the stories can't be the same, but just with a different face as the lead character. And it's such a ridiculous thing to see, especially in a video game community. In the video game community, the quote-unquote gamers are so up in arms all the time when any property is introduced, whether it's a new property or it's an established property, and there is a prominent character who is either a person of color or is a woman. I remember when Battlefield 1 came out, and the main protagonist of the campaign mode is a woman. And there was so many people when they introduced like the character and the trailer and all this other kind of stuff. And so many people who were upset. It was like, oh, well, this is war was supposed to take place in, I think it was like World War One or whatever. And yeah, this was took place back in like 1912 or whatever. There weren't any women in the military back then. This is factually, you know, historically inaccurate. It was like, it's a video game where you can get shot and die and come back to life again to continue on in your story. But you wanted to be historically accurate.
That's one of those things that, like, because I see it in fics a lot where they're like historically accurate, like homophobia or something. And it's like, why? It's like, just don't put it in. Just pretend like it's fine. Like, right. I read a book that it was two gay teenagers or whatever that like ended up together at the end of the book. And like, they just, it's set in like, you know, whatever, it's like fantasy. So it's kind of like set like back in the days. And there's like, you know, I don't think there's electricity or anything, but like there's magic and there's, you know, whatever. So, like, okay, cool, find a date. There's kings and queens and all that, and, like, awesome. And they're just like, oh, these two ended up together. They're like, cool. And also there was, like, a thing where it was, like, it ended up being a poly relationship. It was, like, three people who were together. And it wasn't mentioned as being, like, weird or bad. There was no mention of any sort of, like, homophobia or anything. It was just, like, it all was fine. They're, like, the kid's like, oh, man, I like this guy. And the family's like, okay, cool. Like, that's, can we just have that? Why do we need to have, like, time-accurate homophobia? Like, no, right. It's fantasy. Just leave it. Or, like,
exactly.
It's
in the land of magic and wonder, you have to add homophobia to it? It's like, it's really not necessary.
Like, just leave it. Like, I wish all books were like that, and video games and stuff, when it comes to, like, it's not historically accurate. It's like, who cares? It's a video game. It's a book. It's whatever. Like, you can... Right. That's the whole point. You made it up. It can be... Fine, there can be bad times, but it doesn't have to be like racism or homophobia or sexism. Like, it doesn't have to be that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't know. People are annoying.
They really are. They really can be extremely annoying. It's awful.
Yeah, and some people you just can't change their minds. You just gotta kind of ignore them and move on.
Yeah. I'm trying to re-educate my family and get them, you know, with the times. But
yeah.
Luckily, I won't say luckily, but we haven't had a conversation regarding it recently. So I don't know if they're more comfortable with it or if they just learned to just not say anything around me. Well, not even just around me, but like around any of the... Like my cousins that are in my generation, because we all say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then it's one of those things of like, at least they're not trying to cause problems, even if they still feel the same. They're not like actively looking for an argument like some people are.
Yeah. Some people would just instigate an issue out of nowhere. I was like, well, you know, it's not like the gays. And like, come on, really?
It's not like really pushing it and reaching. Right,
exactly. It's like, we're all sitting here enjoying dinner. Like, you didn't have to go there. We were all having a good time. It's unnecessary.
Well, there's always that, I guess.
But but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to talk about the brain a lot every now and then, and how it just makes no sense sometimes and the things that it does. But I guess the first part of my question is, do you remember your dreams sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Have you ever had a situation where your dreams were connected, like over a wide span of time?
I don't think so. I think all my dreams kind of do their own thing. Even like sometimes when I remember having like multiple dreams in one night, they're all different. They're not like connected.
So something happened to me. This was Saturday night going into Sunday, I believe. And how much do you know about wrestling?
Nah, nothing.
Nothing. But no, actually, it was Friday going into Saturday. Well, there's a wrestler called The Undertaker.
I've heard of him.
Okay. So yeah, big tall man, very spooky-ish. His nickname is the Dead Man. He's basically his character came back from the dead and all that kind of stuff. The Undertaker has always been one of my favorite wrestlers. Just because of his character. You know, there are a lot of wrestlers who are flashy and, you know, so they're, you know, loud and flamboyant and very, you know, well spoken on the microphone. They can do what they call cutting a promo, where they basically try to hype themselves up, hype up their match, you know, diss their opponent. And you have a lot of those wrestlers, like that's what John Cena was, and that's what The Rock was, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. They were these very boisterous wrestlers who would do well on the microphone. And so that's what garnered them a lot of attention. But The Undertaker, I believe for a good portion of his early career, he didn't even speak. He just went to the ring, had great matches, and he left the ring and, you know, went off to do his dead man thing. But it was the theatrics is what made him who he was. And when I was younger, I used to collect trading cards. There used to be, I don't know if there are now, but there used to be trading cards for wrestlers. And, you know, of course, they have their stats and just like a little, you know, blurb about them, where they're from, something about their career and stuff like that. And so I used to have Undertaker trading cards. And I don't remember when my initial dream was, but I had a dream where I met the Undertaker and I told him about my trading cards. Now, I do remember that in my dream, I don't remember if I had the dream when I was a kid, but I know in the dream I was a kid. And I met the Undertaker and I told him about my trading cards. And, you know, he's from all of the like podcasts and backstage interviews and documentaries and stuff I've seen him on, he seems like a decent guy. So I guess that manifested into my dream. Like, you know, I don't imagine too many wrestlers would, you know, if they're in a meet and greet situation, they'd see a kid and be like, be mean to the kid or whatever. And so he entertained me while I was talking about the trading cards and everything. And so Saturday, while I was asleep, I had in my dream, I was in my home and my next door neighbor in my dream, just nobody that I know in real life, just some guy in my dream who happened to be living next to me. We had a decent neighborly relationship, you know. And so apparently the neighbor was really good friends with a professional wrestler, or with a lot of professional wrestlers. And so one of the professional wrestlers had passed away. And so all like a lot of the different other wrestlers gathered at my neighbor's house to just, you know, kind of commemorate the guy that passed away, just kind of drink and just hang out in his honor and his memory and stuff like that. And so when I found out about it, you know, I just kind of went over to go visit and go talk and everything. And the Undertaker was one of the guys that was visiting. And so, you know, I'm talking to the neighbor and, you know, he's introducing me to everybody. And I shake the Undertaker's hand and he shakes my hand and he's like, "So you still have those trading cards?" And it's like halfway in between dream and actual, like awake consciousness, is like it bridged the gap between the two. It's like, how? It's like I hadn't thought about that dream since the last time I had the dream. It had to have been years. And for this person to make. It's like it was. It's like that. My dreams have been a long running TV show, and The Undertaker was a guest star in like the second season, and now we're in the 19th season, and he's a guest star again, and he's bringing back old canon information from the second season, you know, just for the fans, just for the fans to relive that old moment. And I woke up. I remember that. And I woke up, I was like, why? I was like, why would my brain make that connection? And it was just, it floored me. And when I tell you, you know, normally I'll think of a topic and I'm like, okay, that'd be a good topic for the podcast. And then, you know, just kind of go off and go do something else, possibly forget it. Then have to come up with another topic. When I woke up Saturday, I put a note in my phone. I wrote it down in my notebook. I was like, I need to remember this. Ever since Saturday, I have been like refreshing my memory. I was like, I need to make sure I talk about this on the podcast. I need to make sure I talk about this on the podcast. It just, it's still baffling me. I don't understand exactly why. It's just, I don't know. I just found that it was so weird that tied all that information in, and this, and it just, as much as we talk about our memory and how we, you know, we forget stuff easily, and it just kind of goes to show you that, is anything ever really forgotten?
Yeah, like, that's what it feels like. It's like it was just in the back of your mind this whole time that, like, you had no access to, but your brain has had that ever since it happened. And it just happened to bring it back because they're like, oh, he's back. So let's just have him say that thing from that one dream he was in years ago.
Yeah. And it's like the conversation, a dream conversation could go a million different ways. It's like in my dream, it could have been just like, oh, you know, it's a person that I've never met before. How are you? How's it going? And it's like, we're here because one of your good friends passed away. And you're like, I could just like, I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, we used to do, he could have just went into a story about his friend, you know, just, it could have gone any way. And it's just like, you still have those trading cards. And it's like, and I think in my dream, I was kind of shocked. I was like, no. And I remember in the dream, I was telling her, I was like, through the series of moves, just as many times as I've moved in my life, I was like, they got lost in the shuffle some kind of way. He was like, oh, that kind of sucks. He was like, I'm pretty sure they're probably worth a lot these days. And I'm like, well, it probably would be. You know, and we just had like a little short conversation about it. I'm just like,
That's funny. See,
oh, it was crazy.
My friend one time had a dream where she said she was like chilling with like you know, some K-pop people or whatever, and said something, I don't remember what she said it was, something about like, she's like, oh man, if only they spoke Korean or something. Like, they asked her to be like the translator. She's like, I don't speak Korean. And they're like, you are right now. And she said she got so like, what? I'm speaking Korean right now? And she woke up. Her like just being so confused and scared of like, I'm speaking Korean, I don't speak Korean. It just woke her up. She's like, I woke up right then and there and was so confused. It's like, that's, oh, that crazy. Would be confusing if you're like, oh, I don't speak that language, and someone's like, you're speaking the language right now. What are you talking about?
Have you seen that there are stories where somebody will like go into a coma, or they'll get like sustain some kind of brain injury, and then they'll wake up and they're speaking another language fluently?
No, I haven't heard of that, but that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I think I've seen one or a couple articles where like a person had gotten into a car accident and they were in a short coma, not nothing like for years, but just like maybe a couple weeks, and they would wake up. And I remember one story I read, the lady woke up, she spoke fluent Spanish, just, you know, this regular old white lady from the middle of the US. She woke up speaking fluent Spanish. I remember there was another woman who sustained a brain injury, and she woke up and she spoke with a British accent. And it's like, you know, in their mind, they're speaking like they normally do. They can't tell that they're saying anything differently. But to everybody else, they're speaking in an entirely, you know, in a different language, on a different, like a different dialect. There was an episode of either House or Grey's Anatomy where this woman had like some kind of mass on her brain and it made her speak in song. Like everything she said, she would sing it, but she couldn't, she didn't realize that she was singing it. But yeah,
it's, I can't tell if that's more of a House or a Grey's thing.
Yeah, because I think like after so many seasons, Grey's got, you know, just as weird with these off the wall cases as House did.
House was always that way.
So. Yeah, House was every weekend some unexplained phenomenon of a medical mystery that everybody has to come together to solve. And Grey's was like, oh, we have, you know, all these trauma patients that ran in, and now we have to deal with this while we're dealing with the relationship issues throughout everybody in the hospital. Every doctor is dating every other doctor, and every other doctor is cheating with the other doctor, and it's like, how do you have time to get any work done? How do you have time to perform surgery when you're fighting with you?
But yeah, I don't really like, I could think, the only thing I could think of is when I've had dreams where it's like falling asleep and having whatever dream and then kind of like waking up, like not like being up, but waking up enough that I realize, hey, I'm awake, and maybe like look at my phone to make sure there's nothing important or check the time or whatever, and then going back to sleep, and then kind of having a continuation of a dream from there. But that's, I mean, that's like the same night.
Yeah.
Nothing like, I don't know. A lot of times I don't remember my dreams. It's kind of rare that I do remember them.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them ever really seem, they're pretty much, I mean, I've had weird dreams like randomly where it's like some person I knew in high school is in my dream, and it's like, why are they in my dream? Like, I haven't seen or thought about them in years. You know, like most of the people in your dream end up being either just randos of like, you know, people who you're like, I don't know, I don't remember what they look like, who they were, what they, whatever, they're just some person in my dream. But every now and then it's someone like, you know, but usually if it is, it's someone that like is usually in your life currently, but or like, you know, celebrities or whatever. But yeah, when it's someone from like I had a dream, I don't know, it wasn't too recently, but a couple years ago, that I still am like, why did that happen? If I had a dream of someone who I was friends with, like my freshman year of high school, it's like, do you know, like I graduated high school in 2014. So my freshman year was like 2011, 2010. It's like, why are you in my dream?
Right.
Like, that's definitely a weird thing. But I don't know. I can't even think of any, like, good dreams recently.
Yeah, normally I'll forget mine. I very rarely remember my dreams. But have you heard the saying that everyone that you see in your dream is someone that you've seen before in real life?
I've heard that. And I've also heard that, like, if you dream about someone you know, it's because they fell asleep thinking about you. That one I don't believe.
Yeah, no, I've heard something else that say, if you can't sleep, that's because someone else is dreaming about you. And I'm like, if that's the case, then I need some people to stop dreaming about me, because I would really like to go to sleep. I was literally up until after 5 the morning because I couldn't sleep. And normally that happens if I'll take a nap. And I'll have a hard time falling asleep. But all day Sunday, I made some cinnamon rolls for breakfast. Then I went and did laundry. And I was watching football. And I was playing video games. I did not take a nap on Sunday. And I'm like, all right, cool. Sunday night, I should be able to fall asleep. Shouldn't be a problem. I'm laying in bed. I look at the clock. And it's like, oh, it's 5:03. I'm like, are you serious? The sun is going to be up in an hour. I have to be at work. Like, oh, this is going to be a long day.
I've heard the thing, you know, that says, like, you can't read in your dreams. So, like, if you read something or, like, you can't read something or whatever, that's how, like, you know you're dreaming. But I've read in my dreams before. There was one time where I read something in Korean in my dream. Wow. That one was weird. Like, I, like, because it was just, like, a word. I don't, like, it's not even, like, a real word. It's just, like, two thing. Like, okay, so it was the word day, but it wasn't, like, the word D-A-Y. It was, like, it was in Korean, so it was the... I don't know the names of the letters. I know what sounds they make, but I don't know the names of them. But it's the one that makes, like, the D, and then the, like, one that looks like an H that makes the A-E. So it was, like, D-A-E, so, like, day would be, like, how you'd pronounce it. But I saw it in Korean, and I was just like, ah, day. Like, I just read it in my dream. I was like, that was really weird. What? It was, like, right around the time I had, like, first started learning Korean, too. So it was, like... I'm already not great yet at being able to read it, so that was very weird.
Yeah.
I still think about that because I'm like, why did that happen? I know my brother is really good at, like, lucid dreaming. He, like, watched YouTube videos on it. Now he's like, I do it all the time, and he just does it. Like, he's just like, oh, last night I lucid dream. You know, I got to the point where, like, I did all my reality checks and realized I was dreaming and then just did whatever. And it's like, what the heck? You're, like, 12. You just watch some YouTube videos on it, and now you're like, no, I could just lucid dream whatever.
Younger kids have a better understanding of... the workings of their brains or something. I don't know. Or maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's been said that, you know, like when you're younger, it's easier to learn things because I guess you don't have as many things that you've already learned. And so when you get older, you have, you know, all of your things that you've learned and all of your life experiences. So it's harder to form new habits because then you have to kind of unlearn old things. But. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they say that about, like, language, although it's, like, I think it's like, not been proven one way or another, but I don't remember, because I don't remember when or why, but I think in school we talked about it. Maybe it was, like, a psychology thing, or sociology. I don't know, something about, like, learning languages, and, you know, it's, like, if you don't learn a language... if you aren't fluent in a language by, I forget what age it is, maybe like 5, maybe even younger than that, then you'll never be fluent in it. Because like that's your prime, like, because that's when you have to learn your, obviously, whatever language.
Right.
So if you're learning more than one language or whatever, awesome. Or just one language, whatever. Like, you'll be fluent in it because that's your language. You're learning it at the prime. This is when you're supposed to be learning language age. So if you don't learn your language or any whatever language at that age, you'll never be fluent. You can be proficient and be good at it, but you'll never be, like, a fluent speaker in it. Which, you know, it's, like, I think that's one of the things that's, like, debated of, like, well... you might be less likely, but maybe not ever. And then it's one of those things where people say, like, when it comes to learning language, like, your best bet is to put yourself in a situation where you're, like, forced to speak that language, like, be fully immersed. Like, if you're whatever language you're learning, go to that country. And, like, obviously this is, it costs a lot of money and a whole bunch of that. But, like, if you can, the best way is, like, go to that country and, like, live there so that you're forced to learn it. Just to, like, get around and exist and buy things at the store and, you know, everything. And then that's your best way to learn it. But obviously, most people don't have that ability to just go live in a country to learn a language.
Just pick up and like, I'm going to go move to Tokyo and immerse myself in Japanese culture. And learn a new language.
But, you know, like, there's plenty of research on, like, learning languages and stuff. And I know I'm definitely not as far as I should be with the amount of time I've been learning Korean, because I just don't put enough time and effort into it like I should.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll ever even be proficient in Korean at the pace I'm going right now. No. If I actually sat down and put time and effort into it, then maybe. But I know some people, like, there's one of the YouTubers that I would watch, Megan Bowen. She's lived in Korea for, I don't know, I want to say at least 10 or around that time, 10 years. She's, like, married now. And because she's lived there for so long, like, she really didn't know any Korean at first. But now that she's been there so long, she knows so much, and she, to me, she sounds, I mean, I'm not Korean, but to me, she sounds really good. Like, she, if I just heard her speaking, I would think she's, like, you know, a native. Like, she doesn't sound any, there's no hesitation, there's no anything. She knows slang, she knows, you know, like, so much.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear, when she talks to someone on video and they're, like, going back and forth in Korean, it's like, she just, I mean, she sounds as fluent as she could possibly be. To me, I think she is fluent. And she didn't get there until she was at least in, like, her 20s. So, oh,
okay.
She's been, I mean, she's lived there for, like, 10 years. So, I mean, I guess immerse yourself for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, she does all the pronunciations and everything, right? That's harder for people who have, like, English as a first language, because we just don't have those sounds in our language.
Yeah.
And she's got those down. So, you know, it's just one of those things of, like, languages is hard, and your best bet is to be put in a situation where you have to, but it's hard to be put into that situation without, like, just money for it. But, you know, all the time.
You just
fall asleep, and in your dream, you'll be able to speak that language without realizing you're speaking that language. Lucid dream and be like, hey, I've decided right now I'm speaking Korean, and everyone's like, oh, awesome. Nailed it.
Yep. You can just take it from there when you wake up. Like, I speak Korean now.
I've decided in my dream, I said I was, but I tricked myself, and now I'm speaking Korean. It's like, okay.
I'm not sure it works that way, but sure.
You do you, I guess.
But to any of our listeners, if you have any dreams that you've been having recently, or any dreams that you remember from past that have been connected or just very interesting to you, and you want to share those dreams with us, you can. Please feel free to do so. You can reach out to us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on the page. You can click that. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spiderbitespodcast, or just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S, or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Send us a message, tweet at us, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to forego social media, you can still email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Send us questions, leave us comments, share your stories, anything that you want to send to us would be great. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow the Spider Bites podcast on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, you name it. There is a good chance that we are probably listed. But if you do follow us on any of those services, we ask if you can leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. The ratings help us move up those podcast charts, so that way when people are looking for more podcasts to listen to, they'll be more likely to see us show up on the list based on how many ratings we receive. But the reviews help us because it lets us know how you feel about the show, the things that you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, things you want to hear more of or less of. Basically, you let us know how we're doing in the reviews. We take that information and that criticism, and we work it to produce a better quality show for you. But if you don't use any podcast streaming services and you still want to keep up with the show, you can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, whether you're on a laptop or a PC, a phone or a tablet. Just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to. You click play and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as all of the links to everything else that I just mentioned.
I don't remember when exactly it happened, but did I tell you about what happened when I tried to have seaweed for a snack not like a week or so ago?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I like to buy just roasted seaweed from the store. I like to get the sea salt kind to just eat as a snack. Sometimes I eat it plain. Sometimes I eat it with rice. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's good. And so I bought a couple packs. And I wanted a bedtime snack. And I was like, oh, I'll just have a pack of seaweed. And I opened it up. And, like, I opened it kind of close to my face because I couldn't quite get it. And it just happened to be, like, close to my face. And I was like, you know, I don't smell it because it has a distinct smell. Mm-hmm. And I opened it further and was like, well, now hold on a minute. And I started filming it on Snapchat to send to my friends because it was empty. There was no seaweed in it. It was the plastic bowl thing. And there was, instead of just one, like there usually is, it was three. So there's three of those, plus like the little packet, you know, the little like silica gel thing that says don't eat, which is usually in there. And no seaweed!
Wow.
I was like, what the heck? Like, it felt like the right weight. Like, I didn't think like, hey, this feels light, probably because it had three of those plastic containers in there. And it was just completely empty. There was nothing. Like, it wasn't even, it didn't have, like, the oil or the salt on it anywhere like it usually does. It was just nothing. So
it's a completely empty package.
Yeah. So I opened the next one, and that one was fine. I was like, well, all right. I guess I have one less pack of seaweed than I thought I had. I paid however much, like, $2 for this empty container.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was very interesting. I've this particular brand of seaweed, I forget what it is because they didn't have it last time I was at the store, but I get the same brand every time. Never had a problem until that one time when there was just nothing in it. So
it's just like, what are the odds?
Yeah, I have no idea. I sent it to one of my friends and he said something about it like, he's like, that means that the process of like making it is too automated and there's not enough like quality checks. And
yeah.
He's like, sorry, I watched too much How It's Made. I was like, oh, no, that's but like,
love that show.
Something about because seaweed's not that heavy, and then it had like the three containers. Is it probably felt like the right weight, whether it was like a person or a machine that like weighed it? So they're like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Because even I thought it was fine until I opened it. So, yeah, that was very interesting. I will now keep my eyes out every time I open a pack of seaweed, and I might stand in the store and, like, shake it a little bit, like, is it in here?
Right. Now you're going to have to do your own quality control check.
Before I pay however much money. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's enough that, like, I'm sad. Especially because I thought I had two packs of seaweed left. And I was like, oh, I'll have one for a snack and I could save the other one for another night. But I ended up only having one. So I was like, well, I guess I'll have the one for a snack and then I'm out.
I'm so glad that you at least had one. Like, both of them were empty.
I would have been so sad if that was my last one.
it's so disheartening. I kind of had something like that similar happen to me on Saturday. I got a new RAM for my laptop. And so I bought two of the little, I don't want to call them microchips because they're not necessarily small, but the two RAM chips. I bought two RAM chips. Mm-hmm. It was a pack of two. And so one of the big things that they say when you're buying any new components for your computer is make sure it's compatible with the system that you have. So I did all kind of research, making sure that I got the right one. And I was under the impression that I did. So the package comes Saturday night. So I'm taking my laptop apart. I'm putting new RAM in. And so I'm like, all right, please let this work. I feel like, you know, I did everything that I was supposed to. I got the right parts. Put the RAM in. Go to turn on my laptop. Laptop won't start up. I'm like, okay, maybe I just didn't put it in correctly. Because Michelle said that she brought some new RAM for her PC. And hers didn't start up, but for hers, because she didn't push it in all the way. Like, because computer parts are very, not talking to you, Jesus, my echo. But PC parts, I'll say that so I don't wake her up. PC parts are delicate. So you don't want to be too rough with them because you don't want to damage them. So she was a little bit afraid to push it all the way in. But after she did so, her PC started up properly. And so I'm like, okay, well, maybe I just didn't push it all the way in right. So I tried again and again and again. Didn't work. So I'm like, all right. So I still had my old RAM. Put the old RAM back in just to test it. Started laptop up. Started up just fine. I'm like, okay, well, what if I do the combination of the two? Like, have my old RAM. Because nothing's wrong with my old RAM. So I'm like, I have my old RAM, and then I'll take one of the newer ones. So I did that with my old RAM and one of the newer ones. Tried turning it on. Didn't work. I'm like, did I, like, and so I'm thinking to myself, did I just buy the wrong ones? Is it not compatible with my computer? So I'm like, all right, I'm ready to give up. I'm like, well, just try the other one just in case, just to see. Put the other one in combination with the old one. Computer started up just fine. I'm like, huh. And it's like, everything I read on the packaging, on the website, when I bought it, all the parts are quality control tested. They're check to make sure that they're working properly, all this other kind of stuff, and I still get one and it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. And I was like, I'm so glad that I brought the two and I at least had one of them that was working. Because if, like, say for instance, if the RAM that I had in my laptop was damaged, then I would just be stuck because I wouldn't be able to do anything because one of them doesn't work. But I'm glad at least one of them worked.
Yeah, because that would have really sucked. But yeah, that there's always a case that something can slip through.
It's, yeah.
Whether it's a good thing and you get like an extra thing, or it's a bad thing and you get a broken thing.
Right.
But, you know, just hope for the best.
There's a lot you can do because there's really no way that you can control it.
Yeah, you just be like, all right, I hope. Loki, you okay?
What'd he do?
I don't know. I don't know if he fell. It just suddenly there was a sound. I know he jumped off the couch and went out towards the dining room, so I don't know if he didn't quite make it up to the dining room table.
Oh.
I'll check on him in a minute. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah. Well, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this episode. We love you, we appreciate you, and we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.